head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And welcome back to another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. Very excited once again to be in the studio, not by myself, and joined by a lovely guest co-host. Erin Jones is here with me. Erin, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
What a good time, isn't it?
Yes. We always have a great time.
Well, we just got back from your office is above the Please and Thank You coffee shop. And
yep.
What in the heck was going on? There was a line around the corner there.
Apparently a lot of Gilmore Girls fans that were there today to take a picture of Luke's diner. And, you know, I haven't watched the Gilmore Girls, but I hear they're coming back. So it could be, a new show to watch.
I guess our generation missed the whole Gilmore Girls phenomena, right?
Yeah. But Talk amongst yourself. Our generation.
Well, Erin is so much younger than me. She still has young children around the house, too.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead and tell us about, your life.
My life is chaos. As with anyone that runs a business, has three children, and try and just keep people shuffled to the right places. And
Mom's taxi,
that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, and your husband's a soccer coach, so he's busy and off at games. But, I have twin girls who yesterday, when I got home from them leaving them alone, were bungee jumping off the playhouse that we have.
Oh, cool.
Tying one person to another and letting the one person jump off. Very safe. Yes.
That sounds like a story that ends up at the hospital.
I said, please don't let us end up at the hospital today. It was my son's birthday, so I didn't want to go there.
Okay, well, very good. Well, Erin, just for our listeners that don't know Erin, runs a great agency that often supplies great guests to the Rusty Satellite Show, right?
Yeah, I do. InMode Marketing is my business, and I work with a variety of clients, Cozair Charities, Louisville Pure Tap, Maryhurst, Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey, Mitchell of Tours.
If all those sound familiar, her clients have been guests on the Rusty Satellite Show, and including this week's one of this week's guests, Tarek Nally, who is, I guess, not a client, but maybe he is. I don't know.
No, he's a partner. Really, we work on a lot of projects together.
Okay.
We've been working on several new projects since he's new to the Louisville scene in his own business. I've tried to help him kind of navigate through the entrepreneurial world, and he has that spirit and been trying to help him along.
Well, having done the interview, I know he's a very exciting young man. He's got a lot of cool projects going on. You're going to hear about that later in the show. First thing right now, I want to talk about our sponsors here on the Rusty Satellite Show. They are the Passport Health Plan, which has been with me from the very beginning, a great, great company, and my friends at Eye Care Institute down there on Story Avenue. You know where that is?
I do know where that is, and actually my mom just called and said she has cataracts, so maybe she needs to go there.
Well, there's no better place in town for her to go than the Eye Care Institute. They not only have family plans and routine eye visits, you pick up contacts and glasses there, but they are the best in the city at dealing with conditions of the eye, such as LASIK, if that's what you want, or cataracts, or whatever you have.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, she called me on the way here and told me that. So, good timing for you.
Well, there you go. Well, Eye Care Institute, if you want to call them, it's 502-589-1500. All right. Now, I want to tell you about our guest this week. Erin and I will be back to talk in between guests about some stuff that's going on that you'll find interesting, I'm sure. But my first guest is Kelsey Scott Petrino. You know her?
Erin? I do. I've met her once before. Great person. Doing a good job with the foundation.
Yeah, well, her dad's getting a lot of publicity around town, but she is both the daughter of a coach. She's married to a coach. She's had brothers who are coaches. So her life is consumed with football, but she has this really cool job. In fact, the day I was there, they were just moving her into her new office. She's been doing this Petrino Family Foundation thing out of her home, but they moved her into an actual office at the football complex there on the open side where the Johnny United statue is. And, I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about Petrino Family Foundation doing things. Maybe they should hire you.
Yeah, of course. Yes, everyone should.
Well, anyway, I found Kelsey to be a delightful person, as you'll hear in just a minute. She's doing a great job. And she's also, you'd have something in common, she's got three young children.
Yes.
All that football and all those kids. And a life.
That's why there's wine.
There is wine. That's pretty good. And in the second part, is after that part, we'll have, and I've been practicing, so let me see if I can say this right. Tarek Nally.
Very good. I'm very proud of you.
And he's a fascinating young man, and really glad I got to meet him and have him on the show and go down to his offices are located where yours are. Please and thank you. So it's really cool. So our listeners are in for a real treat in this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Two great people to talk to.
And us. We'll hear more from Aaron. And me, as we talk about things going on in town. We got a lot of big events coming up, and a lot of past events to talk about, a lot of things going on in the city. So that's what the Rusty Satellite Show is all about. It's introducing you to the most interesting people in the Ville. And we're glad to have Aaron along as our co-host.
I'm so happy to be here with my friend Rick.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to have the interview with Kelsey Petrino Scott coming right up.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind. So I did. Now my mom, she can chill. And I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
And the Rusty Satellite Show is in the University of Louisville Football Complex with Kelsey Petrino Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're trying to keep our chins up, aren't we? That was a tough loss on Saturday.
You know, those losses are always the toughest. You know, the ones you really put your heart and your soul into, and they're the most heartbreaking for sure.
Yeah, it's really tough. But you are a young lady, but have been around football. You've been through plenty of these types of losses in your lifetime, either as a child, as a student.
Yeah, I went to my first football game when I was 3 weeks old.
Wow.
In the snow in Montana. So,
how'd they do?
That game, I don't remember that game much. but this last game, it was a heartbreaker. You know, I haven't been to many games like that, you know, that are that intense the whole game.
Right, right.
It was like an emotional roller coaster. And just unfortunately, we didn't come out on top.
Yeah. Well, they played well, and I think there's a lot to be optimistic about the
Absolutely.
Rest of the season. So, so there's that. But in terms of, you know, your life and your place here at U of L, you know, grew up, your father was always a football coach. You chose to marry a football coach, and you got brothers who are football coaches.
And uncles.
And uncles. So is there any, there's no other life than that, is there?
Doesn't seem like it, no. I grew up in the crazy life of a football child. A lot of people kind of compare it to like an army brat, you know, where we moved around a lot. We were here places for a year, 2 years, 3 years at the most, really. Went to three different first grades, three different high schools.
Wow.
In three different states. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. And obviously, I, you know, decided to continue it by marrying a football coach.
Yeah, so. You married a football coach. And now, I read something about that romance and that it occurred while your husband, L.D. Scott, was a player here. And that sort of wasn't like something you should have been doing at the time.
Yes. We had a little bit of a forbidden romance for a while. It was really just, you know, my dad, when I said I was going to go to U of L and he was coaching here, he was like, stay away from my players. But he did use me to recruit my husband, which is a story my grandfather loves to tell. The only recruiting dinner I was ever invited to.
Wow.
And my grandfather was sitting right there, and he'll tell you, my dad said, go recruit him for me.
I'm trying to imagine the team meetings where the coach stands up and says, now, you guys, nobody comes near my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband was told to stay away from me. I was told to stay away from him.
Wow, wow. Well, now that you're a mother of three young children, and mm-hmm. and you're, you know, living here in Louisville, and you got this important job all of a sudden. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so when we moved back, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I was actually in the process of looking to get another, I had worked as a legal assistant. So I was in the process of looking for one of those jobs here.
Okay.
And then my dad called me, and I thought he was quizzing me. I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? I was like, well, I'm trying to figure that out. And he told me he started the foundation and asked me if I wanted to run it. And I knew I had been wanting to do things to get involved with the community. I had been, you know, as well as looking for a job, looking for different opportunities
sure.
to get involved with this community, because I just love Louisville so much. And so when he asked me to do that, I jumped right on. I didn't know what I was getting into, and I still am learning every day.
But, well, we're sitting here in this brand new. You finally got an office here at the football complex.
Yes.
Congratulations!
Yes.
It's not quite finished, I would say.
Yeah. For the first year, I worked off my kitchen table.
Okay.
And then I finally set up an office in my house, which was nice. But you know, when it comes to having meetings and stuff, it's
sure.
it's not really the ideal place to have a meeting.
Well, to outsiders, I guess like me, it seems like the Petrino Family Foundation is suddenly become a big deal here on campus. Tell me about what it does, and I know you've already raised a lot of money.
We have. We've raised a lot, but my parents, they give a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All of my dad's endorsements go to the foundation. At the end of the year, they always, you know, they're always writing a big check to the foundation. So a lot of our original funds came from my parents. What I didn't know, and I agreed to do it, was that nonprofit is event planning.
Yes, it
and
is.
So we've kind of come to establish three fundraising events that we do to help bring, it's really our opportunity to help the community get involved too.
Okay.
You know, we're saying, you know, here's these things we want to do. We're going to help Cozair Children's Hospital. We're going to take care of our Cardinal family with the band and the cheer team and dance team. You know, we do a scholarship program for local students. Our first scholarship went to a student from the West End School.
Okay.
And he's amazing. We're hoping to expand upon that in the near future. And then we just teamed up with the Louisville Family Scholar House to do a mindfulness program,
okay.
which will have a family event over Christmas break that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
But in addition to those, we've done, you know, smaller things too. Those are just
sure.
our main things that we've done. But, you know, I've given auction items and, you know, smaller donations to multiple charities throughout the community.
Okay. And the foundation itself, I guess, I don't know if you want to say how much money you've raised or been involved with. I'm sure a lot of it, you know, I guess most of it comes from the coach, but you've been able to spend a lot of it as well.
Yes. Last year we brought in a little over $300,000. And we gave away $170,000 of it. So
wow.
That's well above the requirement that we're supposed to do.
Okay. And so your job has become like organizing events. That's sort of.
It's a lot of what I do. It's the exciting part, you know. Organize different events. We have our tailgates that we do, which are really fun for all the home games. We have a golf tournament that we do, kind of in conjunction with the spring game. And then this February, we're introducing a new event. It'll be called an Evening of X's and O's. It'll be a dinner mm-hmm. event. It'll be held at Churchill Downs, kind of a mixture of Valentine's Day and football.
Ah, X's and O's. I get it.
Yep, an Evening of X's and O's, which I'm really excited about. I think that's going to be a really neat event.
Is it like a black tie thing?
We're not going to do it black tie. You know, your typical Valentine's Day date attire.
Okay.
We're going to have some live music, a wine auction, some jewelry giveaways.
Wow.
It's going to be a really fun event.
Well, I know a lot goes into that. You must, so, you know, as your job has evolved from around the house to an office at home to an office here at the football stadium, I guess, are your duties increasing or is your activity like picking up?
Yeah. My favorite thing about my job to do is to get to go around and visit the community and meet all the different charities and organizations that we have that are really doing good things. And so, yeah, my emails get stacked up on people, you know, wanting me to come visit. This is a hard time of the year for me to make those visits with football season and stuff. But
well, I'm glad mine got through.
Yeah. in the off season, though, that's one of my favorite things to do is to go around and visit different charities.
Okay.
And I'm by myself. I'm the only employee of the foundation.
Okay.
So I am hoping in the near future to be able to at least hire somebody part-time to help me out.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, I'm trying to imagine what your life is because you are a mother and you got three small children. Your husband is very busy as football coach.
Yes.
I guess the thing I want to – what's game day like?
Game day depends if it's a home game or away game. Mm-hmm. Home games, you know, down at the stadium 4 hours before kickoff, getting the tailgates ready. My kids love the tailgates. They just go there and run crazy the whole time. We bring bouncy houses out and the band comes out, the cheerleaders come out. I mean, the tailgates are awesome. So I'm super busy with that up until, you know, 30 minutes before kickoff, and I'm breaking down the tables because I'm trying to get to kickoff. I've only made it to one kickoff in the last, like, 3 years.
Oh, man.
It's really bad. Yeah. Home games are crazy from, you know, 4 hours before kickoff up until after the game is over. I went to the Clemson game, and it was kind of nice to go to a game and just kind of relax.
Just go to the game.
And then just go to the game, but it's, you know, you're shaking the whole day with anticipation and anxiety waiting for it to get started.
Well, I mean, for you, there's a lot more on the line than a typical fan. I've heard about football coaches' wives and their lives and all that. I mean, when did you see him after the game on Clemson?
We jumped over the fence down onto the field since everybody else was. We figured, why not? But we go down there. We just wait for him to come out of the locker room. And typically, like, to go down and celebrate. But this last game, you know, obviously we didn't get to celebrate. Everybody was pretty beaten down by the loss.
Does he take it pretty hard?
You know, my husband's not so bad. He can kind of pick himself up and move on. My dad, he's not a good loser. He does not like to lose. He takes it to heart. You know, that's where his success comes from.
Yeah. Well, how often do you see him? I mean, how often do you see
my dad?
Yeah.
You know, Wednesdays, I like to take the kids to the radio show so they can see him there. Now that I'm working up here, I'll probably see him a lot more. But as a child, I mean, I hardly saw him. And, you know, I thought I knew what I was getting myself into, marrying a football coach. But I've come to realize it's a lot different when it's your father gone all the time than when it's your husband gone all the time and you're left with three kids to raise. So I found a whole new respect for my mom, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, I guess, and you must get along, you know, places I've been the coaches' wives all sort of band together, right?
Yes. And I've been really lucky in the sense that, you know, the coaches that we've worked with are either coaches that have known me since I was a little girl or, you know, coaches and wives that I've known for years. And so that's one neat thing about coaching staffs is they really become a family and they kind of move around together. You know, like when we were at Bowling Green, there were coaches there that had known me since I was a toddler. You know, way out west, and now they're all over here. So
3 months old at your first game, right?
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's really neat.
So you don't ever miss a game, I don't guess.
Now that I have the kids, I don't go to many away games.
Okay.
The Clemson game, I was able to leave my kids behind, so that was kind of nice. But I used to, I used to be at all of them, every single one. Even when my when it was just me and my daughter too, we traveled all of them, but. The three of them, it's more of a headache.
Yeah, I understand. Well, it's very exciting, and congratulations on what you're doing at the Petrino Family Foundation. It seems like a great new addition to what's going on over here at U of L.
Yeah, we're really trying to do some neat things. And, you know, one of the most important things we're trying to do is convey to the community that, you know, we're investing in the community because this is our home. You know, like, this is where we're going to be. This is... You know, at least my dad, my husband has his own ambitions, and I'm trying to quill for the moment. But, you know, I know my dad for sure is going to finish his career here.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
And welcome back. to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your co-host this week, Erin Jones, here to help Rick out.
I feel like I have to interrupt you, Erin.
You better not. You should not.
Well, you know, I've been watching debates the last couple of weeks in the political debates on the national scene. The big sport now is counting how many times one candidate interrupts the other.
Correct. So you're going to interrupt me, and I'm going to interrupt you the rest of the show.
That's why. Let's just keep trying to make a point and getting interrupted. We saw an interesting political thing over at Tarek's office, right?
Yes.
The thing he has on the wall. What did that say? I took a picture of it.
Something about Trump.
Yeah, it's Trump. And we're big anti-Trump on this show, so if you're like, I just listened, just for kicks, on our way over here, listened to some Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, it's
just fun to see those people, all those people so upset about things. They're just really angry.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be an interesting next couple of months, and we'll see what happens. We can hope for the best.
We can hope for the best. I want to ask you specifically, as a woman, does it affect you at all in terms of your thinking when you see these insults directed at women
from the candidate? Of course. You never want to be insulted as a woman. And I feel that, you know, women are doing so many great things, and our generation has done so many great things, that when you're kind of poked at and insulted,
and
that
candidate for the president of the United States is telling you to go watch a sex tape of somebody he doesn't like that doesn't exist.
Right. I mean, come on. What are you thinking?
How could you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to some of the items in the news. As you know, Erin, I run a site called eDrinkTalk.net.
Yes.
It's all about local restaurants. Yes. And stuff. And we had there was some kind of big news this week. A big restaurant with much fanfare opened last April called Doc's Cantina. You ever go down there?
I had not gone down there, but I had heard good things about it, and people had positive experiences, but it's sad to see that it's gone.
Really? Well, I guess that was the minority, because I heard more negative stories about the place, and it's run by Fall City Hospitality Group, which is a great group, runs Doc Crow's and a couple other restaurants in town. You can read about the demise, a very in-depth story by Steve Coombs on eDrinkTalk.net, and, you know, that's a shame. We talked in July about, like, this spate of restaurant openings, like,
right.
like 12 in a week. Remember
right.
that?
I do remember that. And, I mean, Louisville, I mean, people talk about, oh, I'm worried about moving to Louisville because I don't know if there's going to be good food there. And we have so many places that
well,
are
there's
fantastic.
There's plenty of good food. And I think the opposite end, you know, we're trying to report as well, closings. And there were other closings in town. Smoketown USA, which is a very popular for many years, barbecue joint. And
yeah, very good
and
as well.
Down in, old Louisville. Mm-hmm. It closed suddenly this week. So there are, you know, the ebb and flow of business, I guess, and it happens. But we try to keep up with what's going on out there. For example, where do you like to go eat?
Oh, there's so many places. I love Luvino, Ceviche, of course, Jack Fry's. I love Craft House. I mean, I could just go on and on. And 1860 Bistro, and
okay.
I'm
well,
a foodie.
You got your five or six mentions in, so that's all good.
On our
Eat Drink Talk podcast, which comes out on Friday, we always talk about our favorite things that we eat and drink. So it motivates me to go out and try new things.
That's good.
So that's fun.
As you should, because there are so many good places to try.
There are some good ones. Speaking of new, though, one of the big stories in town this week on Wednesday night, the grand opening of a new retail store called Total Wine and More is going on down at the Paddock Shops. You know about that?
Yeah, I have heard about it, and it's exciting because one of my partnering clients, Ballaston Chocolate Whiskey, will be sold there.
I saw their product right on the shelf there in the bourbon section of this expansive store. It's like, you know, it's not Costco or anything, but there is so much.
Yeah.
And the thing that really impressed me is like they really try to appeal to everybody, because they have the value customer, what they call the value customer, that buys $3 bottles of wine.
Interesting.
$3 bottles of wine.
Like $3 check.
Yeah, exactly. So they have that, and then they have the highest end, the $2,000 bottles and all that. But they have beer, wine, and spirits.
That's awesome. Probably a great place to see. I mean, those larger stores do have a variety. And, of course, we have a lot of great local shops, too.
We do. Yeah. And I would feel a little bit threatened if I owned a liquor store right now. This place has so much. They do a lot in education. I went on the tour this morning, and they do a lot of it. They've got a classroom in there. You can have events there. They have their people are get this massive amount of training. Like they know their wine. So it's going to be a game changer, I think. In the it's not your corner liquor store.
Right. Right. Well, and from my experience, when I opened Whole Foods, they were trying to do the same thing and educate and have classes. And I think that's a great thing to do when you come into a new community.
Yeah. And you never know what's going to happen. Like, it took the place of a store that opened with much fanfare a few years ago, Earth Fair.
Yes.
They don't all make it.
Right.
Is the unfortunate thing. So
yeah.
We're keeping our eye on things like that going on in the city and the world, and that's all fun. So there you go.
Yeah, and I can't wait to experience it.
Yeah, well, especially you should go out to the grand opening.
Yeah.
The biggest thing in the news this week, I think, Aaron, is for me. As I get older, I'm less of a sports guy, but I used to work in it, and I know about that, and I certainly pay attention, and there's like a world of news about sports on talk radio, right?
Of course. There is a world of sports, and people talking about it constantly, and I watch Facebook, and you'll learn all about it.
So did you watch the big game last Saturday?
I did not. I had another event with Cozair Charities. Yeah,
wow.
So I had to focus on that. They were giving away over $11 million, so I needed to focus my efforts on that. So I did not watch the big game, but I heard they lost.
They did. That's true. They did lose in a heartbreaking game, and now there's plenty to talk about what's going to happen at the end of the season with the football team. It's really big, but we're doing that, and right now, and this week, Rick Pitino is starting to talk, and the basketball season is here, and the concern around here is whether they're going to get more sanctions.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm definitely a huge basketball fan, always have been. Can't wait to see what happens, but I hope it's a good season. It could be interesting.
So what's your opinion on, do you think that the team should be able to pay for and hire strippers to entertain recruits that are coming into town?
Absolutely not. That is not a best practice that I would implement on a basketball, football, or any sport team, for that matter.
So that practice is
not bad. Not good.
Well, it's still a lot of speculation as to whether the sanctions already imposed, which was a postseason ban last year, are going to be it, which is what Rick Pitino told the media yesterday.
Right.
Or, it's still an unknown because the NCAA, and everybody criticizes the NCAA, they take all this time and they still haven't come back.
Right.
What else can you investigate?
I mean,
I think all the parties have been spoken to, and they either did it or didn't.
Right. It's been several months, and hopefully we can move forward. And, not great situation there, but...
Well, we're talking about social issues, and as a result of a social issue, you may not know about this, but the Atlantic Coast Conference announced this week that its baseball tournament would be coming to Slugger Field next year.
I did see that. That's very exciting, and I know a ton of baseball fans that are thrilled. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know why, though? You know why it's coming here?
Because we're the coolest?
No, it's because the crazy politicians in North Carolina don't realize that they're stupid. Bathroom policy is driving away business. Do you know this?
I have friends in the Carolinas, and there was a major debate this summer between a few of my friends about this policy, and I can see why they would move.
Yeah, well, what's happened in North Carolina is the state legislature came up with this law that is very unfair to the community of LGBT people,
and
it's unpopular. But, politicians sometimes don't care. They don't care what they lose as long as they're able to tell their constituents that they stood up to those gays.
Right. And that's, it's really a sad situation.
So as a consequence, all these sports teams and leagues are taking their games that are to be contested in North Carolina and moving them out as, yeah. As a protest. And, yeah. And I think it should be a very effective protest. I can imagine if something like that were to happen here in Kentucky.
We'll see how fast they change that back, you know.
We will. We will, but it's been going on for a long time. They've lost, you know, the ACC football championship game, if U of L is fortunate enough to make it,
right.
Will be in Orlando, Florida, mm-hmm. instead of Charlotte, where right. it was scheduled. And that's a lot of money. I mean, when you really talk about
economic impact, wow. Yeah, you're losing a lot.
I mean, I can't imagine what we'd do to our legislators if they let something like that happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But there'd be a major uproar, as is happening in North Carolina.
Of course, I was talking to some of my friends this week, and not to get too far in politics, but we got a governor here that his name's Bevin, and he is. Here's I was playing golf with my friend Mark Heber the other day. He said, "Well, if you want to see what it's like to have Trump as president, look at Kentucky and all the shit that Bevin's doing."
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. And you know, there's some interesting things going on in Frankfurt, and
it's interesting that the courts sort of backslapped the governor replacing the boards at U of L and some of the other things that he's done, and you know, and just it's so like what I expect out of Trump. Bevin's reaction was to go record a video, a like 12-minute video. I watched the whole thing. It was crazy, and he called the people on the other side liars and cheats and all sorts of insults because you know he didn't like not getting his way.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, it's sad when a person acts that way when they don't get their way. And the night before he got elected, I was in Chicago, actually, and watching Steve Colbert, and he had a couple videos on him, and they were quite, you know, he said one thing one day, something else the next day, and I said, oh, there's no way.
Sort of a national laughingstock, and so that's what we're faced with. But on to brighter things.
Yes.
What's going on this weekend?
There's a lot going on this weekend.
We always talk about things on the Rusty Satellite Show. They're coming up. And so,
well, it's tell me my what you got going twins' on. 11th birthday. So that is most important.
So when you have twins, you've got a double birthday.
You got a double. It's their Amelia and Emerson's epic adventure birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've got team t-shirts.
We've got all
kinds of stuff. Yeah, it should be on TV. And then the Fox Hollow Festival is coming up, and it benefits Maryhurst. So it's an awesome festival with hay rides and you go to the pumpkin patch and lots of great things for families. So I know that we have that going on. There is the blues festival that you were speaking of earlier.
The Garvin Gaye Blues Festival. Yes. I had the organizer of that event on the show last week, and Mike Suttles is very cool. I'm very excited about that. There's a lot of blues in the school stuff.
I love it.
You ever been down there?
Yes, I have been down there. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I love it. Yeah.
It's a part of town not a lot of folks go to, but boy, you talk about it's great. There's a lot of diversity there, and everybody's having a good time.
Right, that's the bottom line. I mean, October's a busy month, and that's good for Louisville. Lots of fun festivals with St. James just passing.
You ought to take your twins down there. They have a kids thing where you're guaranteed to walk away with a free harmonica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't know that.
It would be a good thing for y'all to do.
It would be something for us to do. There is also that 5K inflatable event going on. If you haven't seen that, it's a 5K race where people are crawling over inflatables and obstacle courses. And I think it's taking place at Tom Sawyer. So that should be interesting. That would be great to watch.
Yeah,
I tried to get the kids to participate in that, and they were... They said, we'll be too tired for our party.
That would be really hard. Well, I want to mention one other thing because my guest last week was Rick Tabb, and he is over at Bowman Field, mm-hmm. and he's in charge of the Bowman Field Aviation Festival.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of food trucks and stuff, but a lot of old pilots telling mm-hmm. stories, and you can actually go up in like the Red Baron plane if you want.
Have you ever been to the pilots' lounge over at Bowman Field?
Well,
it is one of the coolest places I've been in Louisville.
The Eagle's Nest is where I was to do this interview, and it's all in that building where Lorelei is, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
I've been there.
It's
just a different name, I guess.
Yes,
So it's a very cool place, and so I would recommend, if you can get out there. I think the weather's going to be nice, right?
I think it's supposed to be gorgeous this weekend. Thank goodness the weather finally changed, and, you know, there's a list of things going on. You should check out Rusty
All right.
Satellite.
Well, people that listen to the Rusty Satellite Show, which those numbers continue to go up, I'm so happy about. Thank you all for downloading and telling your friends about the Rusty Satellite Show, and people like Aaron who help make it successful.
Absolutely.
There you
Love
go.
To share the news.
Well, why don't we let you, instead of me, introduce our next guest?
Okay. I am going to introduce Tarek Nally. He is the owner of Kale and Flax.
I can't believe I have to tell you how to say
it. Well, no, I didn't know. It wasn't that. It was so anyway, yes, Tarek
hand
Nally.
Hand signals going on.
Yeah, give me some hand signals. Shake it. Shake your hands. And he is a great entrepreneur in town and has a very interesting history and lots of cool stuff happening within his company and other companies that he's involved in.
Well, I'm going to have to go have a drink with him because I understand he does this James Brown thing.
Yeah, I have yet to see it. And he keeps saying, and he puts it in his bio. So he needs to get comfortable doing this without... And
sober.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sober. Without cocktails in this system.
Well, he should... Maybe he'll go down to the Garden Gate this weekend and show it off there.
Yeah. He needs to videotape that. Yeah. I need to see that on Instagram stories or something.
All right. Well, Aaron and I will be back to close the show right after the interview with Tarek, which I think you'll find very interesting. I just really found him engaging and hope you will too. We'll be back after the interview.
Hey, I'm Dan Vonderhyde.
I'm Stephanie White.
We host a weekly podcast called
40-ish.
It's a show about life at middle age.
I'm not 40 yet.
Well, you're getting there eventually.
I guess.
So each week we talk about something that applies to the life of a middle-aged person. We drop a little bit of wisdom in every episode, and we go out and talk to people about their experiences.
And we laugh.
And we laugh a lot. Comes out every Tuesday. Make sure you download.
Tune in.
All right, today the Rusty Satellite Show is at the offices of Kale and Fleck. Kale and Flax. I'm getting names wrong today.
Yep.
With Tarek Nally. And Tarek, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Well, there's a big line outside. It's not to get into your offices, is it?
I wish that was the case.
We got a lot of customers.
Yeah,
out
it
there.
Seems like Netflix and the Gilmore Girls have partnered up with coffee shops around the U.S. and Please and Thank You kind of got in on some of that action.
Wow. And you got a bird's eye view. You're right above the coffee shop here on in Nulu. So that's pretty cool. And you got a darn cool company from all the stuff I've heard about it. Tell me where you'd like to start on all the great projects you got going on.
Yeah, so, you know, my background the last 10 years has primarily been, originally was in more of the branding, advertising, design side of things, and as kind of time progressed, I moved more into the startup world and then kind of got back into branding from just a digital kind of standpoint. So I got kind of the best of both of those worlds, and I really started to, you know, as you move along in your career, you kind of find what, not just what you're passionate about, like from a hobby standpoint, but a mix between what you're passionate about and also like what you, I don't want to say what you're really good at because that might sound pompous, but what you're striving to be really good at.
Well, the rest of us also include in their ways I can make money.
Yeah, yeah. No, millennials don't care about that. But I'm kidding. But so the opportunity came for, you know, a position that I kind of had gotten into in terms of connecting with some of the right people and them kind of seeing that I was doing things, and not that I'm the only one, but I was one of the people kind of doing things, at least in Louisville, that was a little more reflective of what's going on in San Francisco or Chicago,
right,
or Brooklyn, New York, and stuff in terms of a digital work. And so I really started to think about, you know, how can I get closer? I loved working with clients has been great, but what I love more than anything is actually helping them solve problems,
mm-hmm,
not just redesigning their marketing, redesigning their advertising assets, but actually being like, what operationally can we do from a digital standpoint to make, you know, your business or your organization more efficient, whether it's, you know, getting new donors for a nonprofit or increasing leads. And that kind of gets into like just sales and dollars, but even more just from a cultural standpoint, you know, what people are the cultural influencers at your company, and can I get in a room with them and talk about how to approach their way of doing business internally, okay, right, communication. So I really loved that aspect of it. And so I set out to start Kale and Flax with a few different kind of paths. And our main thing is we're experiential design agency. People say, what does that mean? Well, what does that mean? Yeah, so we focus on digital products. And then people go, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, all right, so we, there's a little bit of educating to do. So a digital,
Tell me what it actually is.
So the difference of, let's take a website, for example, the difference of a marketing website and a digital product that is also, you know, found on a domain that it looks like a website is, digital products are used by people. So, for example, an e-commerce store, it's used to create a purchase, right? Mm-hmm. A media site, it's used to collect information. It's part of their, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, but it's something that they use, and it's not necessarily a hub for just, here's our social media links, here's our phone number, here's our address, here's our mission statement, which is much more like a, what a kind of standard brochure website kind of offers. So we wanted to be one of the agencies that focused on companies coming to us and saying, hey, we want to create something or already have something, and our users are extremely important. So another kind of terminology would be like your user experience is another kind of buzz.
Okay.
Right? So we're very user-driven. We're very human-centric. It's all about creating digital products that are very simple and intuitive.
Okay.
And that goes from from websites to mobile apps to data viz.
Well, I think a better way for all of us like me to understand it is an example. What, tell me something that you've done and used all these ideas.
Yeah, so I mean, we really try to. We're a principle based firm, so in order for a client to just kind of come on board and work with us, they have to really kind of share our approach and our values and kind of what we believe is best, and they usually lean on us and trust us and stuff. So, so far we've worked on projects ranging from a mobile app in education to working with nonprofits like Cozair Charities, as well as we've worked with Toyota on multiple projects. We've worked with Jack Daniels on an experiential rollout with our partner agency Nimbus. So we've really kind of gotten our hands dirty in a lot of different places. And the thing that's great is we've been able to consistently project to project what we set out to do. We've been able to kind of accomplish and get the client on board with that new direction.
Well, what I've observed, I guess, is you only have two people, right? Or you have more people?
Yeah, there's three of us on the team, and then we have two partners that kind of help from operations and sales and stuff standpoint. So,
okay. Well, this is an agency like you would expect to see in bigger cities, but you're right here in Louisville. What's your connection here?
So I lived in Louisville when I was much younger, and I was gone for quite a long time, and I just happened to move back here for business reasons only about 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
And so I actually, the plan was to come here for 1 year and to help grow a business here for 1 year and then move back because I was in Cincinnati. And that job was not, ended up, I ended up not, I ended up resigning from that job on the spot. Yeah.
I actually put a
resignation letter on the desk and packed my stuff because the way that kind of business was run. But so I ended up taking another job here working at PIP with Mightily. For about a year and a half, and
he's been on the Rusty Satellite Show. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's the only British guy that I like, I'm kidding to all my 10 British Louisvillians. But Pip's fantastic. He was a great mentor in the beginning. Became a great, president and friend. I love him to death. So, after that, when I was in the position to start Kellen Flax, the original plan was to start it in Cincinnati because from a business standpoint, it looked like that was the better. But I really felt kind of more of in my gut, like I can make a bigger impact here in Louisville. It will be tougher, mm-hmm. and the company might make less money the first few years here. But I think here I can make a much bigger impact, whereas in Cincinnati, not that there are a lot of companies that are like Kellen Flax there, mm-hmm. but there are enough big companies there that have the resources and funds to hire the companies in New York and hire the companies in Chicago.
Okay.
So like here I could actually kind of make a bigger impact. And what's big about Kellen Flax is we're very like nonprofit service community focused driven in terms of our mission.
Okay.
And so we've been able to already do close to about $80,000 in kind of pro bono work with nonprofits or small social startups, social entrepreneurship.
Sure.
So, and I got to say, some of that dollar amount, I said just for transparency, is still in the works. I don't say that we've done it, but we've got it kind of lined up.
You've got it coming. Well, that's cool. Well, I always like to ask people this, and because I know there's not a guy named Kale and another guy named Flax around here. Where's that name come from?
It came from a long list of names between me and my 10-year-old brainstorming.
Okay.
It was a little bit better than Peanut Butter Jelly Designs, which was one of her favorite ideas. No, we were originally running with this name Design Bridge, and I had it in the back of my head for a few months, and I did like the most amateur thing and never Googled it, which is what I always tell clients to do. It's, oh, you got a great idea, go Google it. And it actually was an award-winning agency in Brooklyn, New York, which is one of my favorite places in the world. My daughter, Brooklyn, is named after.
They probably wouldn't take kindly to you stealing,
their name. So I went back to the drawing board. Time was kind of on the crunch. And I narrowed down to like maybe 7-8 names, and I sent it out to some of my closest kind of friends. I said, I can't make a decision.
Yeah.
And every single person came back with Kellan Flax. And I asked them why. And the answer was, it reflects your personality a little bit, I'm saying me, but I think it reflects how I think your agency will act and talk and feel and look. They just know me and what I was, my vision enough. And so I just trusted that, you know, I put it to democracy, and I just trusted my friends with it. And once I sat down and started to lay out like the logo and the letter and the business cards, I really was like, oh my gosh, this makes a ton of sense. Like, this just feels right. So the metaphor in there that we had to back into, I always tell clients, we just kind of back into it as a joke. But, you know, I mean, Kellan Flax are, they're these tiny, gross, crunchy little things that no one is like raving about. Like, oh, we're gonna go put some kale in my soup, right? But it's but these things that actually can make a big, you know, it's a small thing that can make a big impact and make a big difference. Okay. And so I like this idea of being this little small team in Louisville, Kentucky that hopefully is gonna make a big impact.
But. Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. Well, just a few minutes left. I want to ask about this big house in Norton Commons that you're a part of, and because it's really exciting. We're down here in Nulu, where the first real green office building, I guess, developed by Gil Holland. At Norton Commons, you're doing an extraordinary project in terms of energy use, right?
Yeah. So Uber Green Spaces and Homes is a company that I've helped start that from my day to day, I have a lot more limited of a role in, but I'm the COO there, and the founder, Sai Safi, is about 90% completed building what, as far as we know, I mean, it's one of those things that there might be some people go, hey, actually, our house is almost close to green, but as far as we know, will likely be the most, if not in the maybe top five, greenest homes built in Kentucky. We're finishing up the paperwork to be LEED Platinum certified. We're going to be a passive house certified home. The home is net zero. It's like you said, it's in the Norton Commons neighborhood, and
net zero means that it's creating energy.
Yeah, exactly. So everything from recycling rainwater and reusing it in your toilet bowls and
other. I'm already doing that at my house.
Yeah. So
you know. So no, that's really fascinating and amazing. And the utility bill is going to be like $10, you said.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, in the state of Kentucky, and Sai is a better voice for this, but in the state of Kentucky, you basically just like still have to pay like a fee to be tied to, you know, your LG&E and your water stuff to your grid. Yeah. And so this house will not have any extra bills after that, even in kind of the harshest winter or summer days. So.
Wow.
There's three rooftop decks, so there's the house itself has two rooftop garden decks, so you can hang out next to the solar panels and next to whatever garden you want to grow and sit on the deck and soak up the sun or have hot chocolate if you like sitting outside in the cold. And then on top of the garage, kind of across from the house, about 20 feet across from the house, is another large rooftop deck where you'll have solar panels. And we actually built the garage is behind the house. This is one of my favorite parts of the home. And the garage has a front and back garage door. People say, why the hell are you all building a garage door where there's no room for a car to pull in? It just makes no sense. Well, here's where it makes sense. You have 50 people over for a barbecue. You've got 15 people on the rooftop decks, another 15 above the garage. And the people inside the garage can actually be enjoying the party underneath the shade if they want, because the garage door opens up. So it almost becomes the garage you can turn into basically a patio deck.
Yeah.
The house is incredible, and we've worked with almost all local companies on Honest Home, for example.
Have they put a price tag on it?
That's under works right now. So the house is just got a little bit left to complete. We're waiting for this the next 2 weeks, or October 13th through the 25th, are 2 weeks of grand opening tours where we're going to come in and actually educate realtors, educate bankers, educate consumers on all the different things they can do to make their house more sustainable and net positive. And so we've left some of the house a little bit rough on the edges, just so you can see, you know, the floor warmers, the battery ran floor warmers underneath the bathroom floor, and you can still see a little bit of the tank where the water that recycled gets stored. It's a huge gallon tank, I think 1,000 gallon tanks. And so after that tour is over, then we'll tidy up, do the last kind of nuts and bolts on the house, and get it appraised and put on the market.
Wow. Wow. Very exciting project. This is a very exciting place down here, Tarek. I'm very impressed with all you're doing. I'm glad you're here in Louisville.
I appreciate it.
Well, that was fun. What a great week I've had talking with a bunch of cool people, including Tarek Nally down at Kaolin Flax. Kaolin Flax. And also our interview with Kelsey Petrino Scott, who's all wrapped up in football. The Cards have a week off this week, so fortunately we don't have to squeeze a football game into our...
All the other things going
all
on.
Our other... So my guest co-host this week is Aaron Jones, who it's been a delight. I think we'll go have some lunch.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to go somewhere that you've talked about.
One place, I mean, I don't want to go down there today, but I went yesterday, and if you tune in to Eat, Drink, Talk, the podcast, on Friday, I talked with Sal Rubino. You know him?
I do not.
He runs with his wife the cafe. It's down there off Broadway.
Oh, sure.
And it's a pretty cool place. And you can hear from him on Eat, Drink, Talk with me and Steve Coombs on this same Louisville.am network.
Right.
What a network it is.
It is. Right. It's an awesome network. Awesome
it's really
place.
Good. It's really good. So I want to close up the show. I want to say thanks again to my sponsors, Passport Health Plan, and my buddies over at Eye Care Institute, where Aaron's mom is...
Needs to go.
She needs to get over there pretty soon. Yeah. Their number's 502-589-1500 if you get a chance to call and make an appointment. But thanks to those sponsors, a lot of other people helped me put together the show. People like Aaron Jones, who can always call when I'm stuck and don't have a interesting guest.
Have plenty of ideas.
You know a lot of interesting people, and we got a few more today with Tarek, and that was good. And we'll be following, seeing what Kelsey does as time goes on, as this season goes on. Hopefully UofL will continue to win and go to great places. We'll be watching. We'll be tuned in. We're taking the week off of football this week.
Should I interrupt you now? Just because.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you.
In the spirit of politics, Aaron has interrupted me once again. And we should talk over each other. That would be more like what the debates are.
Okay, let's do that.
You're not very good at that, though.
Okay, well, I'll do that now.
She's just not very good. She's just not a very good woman. She's not very smart. That's really something. All right. Thank you for downloading the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. We'll be back next week. I'll have another couple of interesting people and maybe even another great guest co-host like Aaron. We'll see. I'm not gonna start asking Aaron to come up with a co-host, because the idea of the co-host is you'll come back occasionally. So,
yes, I'd be happy to come back.
That's all good. On the Rusty Satellite Show, though, we only really allow guests to appear once, and I'm running, you know, three and a half years in.
That's awesome.
That's really something.
There's a lot of interesting people in Louisville.
That's right. So remember to tune in to Eat, Drink, Talk, and know that all the news of the city is available every day on LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city, and I will see you around town.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Airplanes in the buildings every time I